There's Dave Hickson. Dave, it's lovely to have you on the line.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Ben.
And I'll tell you something, Dave. You know when we played in the Showbiz team together? You know, I think I did tell you at the time, it was an absolute pleasure to have you alongside... there were people, if you remember, there was Alan Bleasdale played for us.
Right.
Jerry Marsden.
Yes.
Then we had Stan Boardman. And of course... John,
Mickey Finn.
Mickey Finn, yes.
Time, yeah.
Yeah.
It was absolutely great. Yeah, so lovely times.
Yeah.
And as I said, you know... as you know, I've just got back out of hospital.
Yeah.
I had a slight heart attack, but I'm coming. I'm getting there. You know, Vince.
Well, the minute I heard, obviously, our mutual friend John Kearney had told me.
Yes.
Because I'd phoned John just to basically see how John was, and of course he was rushing to the hospital to see you and everything.
That's right.
And then another friend that's I didn't realise was a mutual friend is Ray O'Brien.
Ray O'Brien, yes, I knew Ray. Yes, Ray O'Brien, yes.
So Dave.
I'm just saying, he wrote a couple of books, didn't he?
He did indeed.
Yes, about football.
Mm. Now, I hadn't realised till this morning when I was looking at a few facts and figures over your great career. Just to explain to anybody who's joining us for the first time, Dave Hickson was a player for, great player by the way, for Everton, for Aston Villa, Huddersfield Town, Liverpool and Tranmere Rovers.
That's right, yeah. They say I was the only one to play for the three clubs, you know?
Yes.
Which was a great honour, you know?
And of course, the thing that I told you when we first met, obviously, when we were sitting and just doing our boots up in the Showbiz dressing room, it was such a thrill for me because as a lad, I'd watched you on the cop at Tranmere and, of course, enjoyed your game so much that, you know, you don't ever think that you're going to play alongside these people that are your heroes. That's lovely, it was.
It was a pleasure to play alongside you.
Ah, thank you.
I think, as I was saying, I'm getting back. I work at Everton, as you might know, Vince.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm back doing the club tours, you know?
Yes.
And doing the PR. I do the PR on a match day and really enjoying it, you know?
Now, Dave, I didn't realise this, that you were actually coached by Dixie Dean, weren't you?
Dixie Dean, yes, actually. I was in the Army Cadet team, yeah.
Mm.
And Dixie Dean was our manager, yeah.
And I hadn't realised, you know, when we had this great memorial game, and it was the Ricky McCabe Showbiz team, and we played against a German team. And I don't know if you remember the actual event, but we were led out by Bill Shankly, and Joe Mercer led out the other team at the Liverpool Dockers ground.
At the Liverpool Dockers, yeah.
Oh, that was fabulous.
We had some wonderful games, didn't we? Yeah.
We did, and really, you know, I sometimes have to pinch myself and remind myself who was actually in the team with me and just how lovely it all was, you know.
Yeah.
Dave, I have an Evertonian in the studio, and I know it's going to make his day to actually just say hello to you. This is one of my panel called Ron Mitchell, a rabid Evertonian. So here's Ron.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Ron.
I never thought I'd the day would call me speaking to one of my heroes. I was just writing on the paper I was going to pass to Vince. I just read the score. I was Everton 2, Manchester United 1 in the 50s.
Oh, that's right.
And who scored the winning goal?
I got the winning goal. I might have got another one as well.
Yeah. And what about the cut head you had?
That's right. Yeah.
What it was for the listeners, this game was in the 50s.
And, in the 50s, yeah.
And Everton
were
in the second division at the time, and United came up for the, I think it was the sixth round, wasn't it, Dave?
Something like that, yeah.
And we had Eglinton playing outside left, who used his right foot.
No, but a great left foot, Tommy, yeah.
Yeah, right.
We're doing well at the moment.
It's marvellous, marvellous, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
The spirit is great at the club at the moment.
I think they've always had a good cup, a team spirit there, though, Dave, weren't they?
Well, we have, you know, but, I mean, it shows in different eras, you know. And I think David Moyes is doing a wonderful job, you know.
If you don't mind me saying, Dave, I can remember before you actually got into the team, you used to bring the bucket on.
That's right. Well, 12th man I was.
You were 12th man, yeah.
Yes, that's right. There was no subs then, you know, when the first started, you know.
Yeah.
And you should push the skip, you know, knowing you wasn't going to play, you know.
I'm 70. I'm 70 now, so you can just understand.
I'm just a little bit older.
Yeah. I know, yeah, but I've seen your plans, your ports and that, and
let me introduce you over the airwaves to us.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Second member of our panel, and yep. This is Eric Maples, who is actually a Manchester City fan, but we forgive him, and I know he'd love to speak to you. So here's Eric.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Eric.
Hi, Dave.
Look, how are you?
I'm fine, but nice to have a chance to have a chat with you. But what I would like to ask you, there were some absolutely tremendous battles you had with Dave Ewing at Manchester City. Can you remember them?
Absolutely. A great, hard player. Oh. He passed away, hasn't he?
He has, yeah.
He passed away.
But the battles you and Ian used to have was fantastic. I mean,
wonderful.
You don't see anything like that in football nowadays.
No.
Those days have gone because you're not allowed to tackle, are you?
As you say, you would have to adapt, you know? Mm. You'd have to adapt if you play that way now, you know?
Well, at City we used to call it pull up at Dave's, and whenever you played against him, it was always a cracking, you know, just part of the game. I know that's why you're playing for Huddersfield against him a few times.
Manchester City have picked up quite well, haven't they?
Well, it's taking a bit of time. Once you start bringing money into a club, as you probably know nowadays, that makes a big difference.
It made us, you know, all the better for winning there, you know, the other week, last week.
Oh, well, fair play.
It was a wonderful win, really. Yeah.
Well, you can't argue, can you? He's easily the better side, and you had well beat, can't you? But Dave Ewing, I just wonder if you remember the battles with Dave Ewing, that's all.
Oh, crikey, yeah. I remember Dave Ewing very well, yeah. One of the hardest players I played against, you know.
Well, I was just going to say, the pair of you was
Malcolm Allison, of course.
He was before Malcolm went to Main Road, right? But I remember him last year and debuting.
Remember when he came to City with, as manager, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Being a big City fan, obviously, Malcolm's a big hero of mine.
That's
but by the same rule.
At that time, John Charles was the king, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. He played for Leeds United. Did he play against John Charles?
I played against John, yeah.
I thought
he was one of the best players I played against, John Charles. And one of the hardest was Danny McCoy. From Swansea.
All right.
Yeah. He was hard, yeah.
Dave, I'm going to introduce you to the third member of our panel, and we have a sports journalist, Peter Williams, who was actually with the Daily Post for a while. So over to Peter.
All right. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Oh, a lot better, thanks. I don't know whether you know. I've been out of hospital now about 10 weeks, you know, this slight heart attack, and I'm getting there. You know, I feel a lot better.
Taking it easy, I hope, Dave.
And I'm back doing the tours, you know, and just one day of the tours. I used to do the 3 days, you know, but I'm back doing the tours, and also working on a Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. Were you a contemporary to all of Tommy Jones, Centre Half, and Roy Vernon at all?
I was before them, yeah.
Yeah.
And before TG, I played with T.E. Jones, Tommy Jones, but Roy Vernon came just after me, you know.
I see, yeah.
Great player, Roy.
Mm.
Yeah, great player. We had some good players through the years, yeah.
He certainly did. You were talking about John Charles earlier on. John was actually a neighbour of mine in Cardiff.
Oh,
and our daughter went out with his middle son at one stage.
Right. That was some man too, Billy Little.
Yeah,
a great player, Billy, you know?
Yeah.
Great man.
Well, do you know what? I know it sounds daft. This is Vince again, Dave.
Yeah.
My first job was at Liverpool University, and I used to have to look at the stationery the departments used to come in and buy.
Yes.
And in came this lovely, quiet man, and the guy that was the head of the department, he used to be sort of quite a stickler.
Yeah.
He went to pieces when this guy came in. He really, honestly went to pieces.
That was Billy Little.
It was Billy Little.
Oh, without any doubt. I mean, Billy was a great player, you know?
Lovely man.
And a lovely man, yeah.
I've got Ron wants to ask you one other thing, so I'm going to put you through to Ron again.
Hi, Dave. Just,
yes, Ron.
You were talking about hard men. You surprised me. You didn't mention your friend Barris.
Oh, Barris, yeah. I didn't really, you know.
No.
I went off it with when you were talking about Dave Ewing and Malcolm Allison.
Yeah.
And then I went to say about John Charles.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm Barris, he had some great tussles.
You remember the one at Main Road in the 1952?
I do and I don't, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I got knocked out in that game.
And who knocked you out?
Yeah, Malcolm, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, Malcolm,
I don't know how he did.
And the score on that was 4-0 half time to Bolton.
That's right.
Everton missed a penalty.
That's right, we did. Yeah.
And we lost 4-3. And we lost 4-3. Yeah. And of course, then it was the cup final of which everybody knows.
That's the Blackpool, right. I think if we got to the final that year...
But it was a terrible ground, that main road, for Everton, wasn't it, sir?
Yes. I mean, we would have probably won the cup that year, you know, against Blackpool. I mean, that was the only time Stan won it, didn't he, Stan Matthews?
That was the one. Of course, all the country was for them, weren't they? But they have the memories I can say, but a lot of pressure from you, you know, and big hearted player. Thanks, Dave.
Dave, I've got something I've got to ask you. Is it true that you had on your home telephone answering machine, I am unable to take this call as I'm busy combing my quiff?
Quiff, that's correct.
Is that true?
It's been taken off now, yeah.
Lovely.
But, that was it, yeah.
And and also another quote that is on the internet. So I thought, well, I like to always clear up if I see something on the internet, make sure it is right. And your quote apparently said, "I would have died for Everton. I would have broke every other bone in my body for any other club." That's how I looked at it.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Yeah. Dave,
I feel that way too, and I'm absolutely made up that the team are doing well at the moment.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah,
I am, honestly.
Dave, when you went to Tranmere, and of course, being the youngster on this panel, I remember, of course, you had, I think it was Harold Bell was centre-half, and I think, if I've got it right, Tommy Eglinton and Peter Farrell were playing.
No, I think that was before me.
Was it really?
I went after those, yeah.
Right.
I went after those. I played with John Manning and Barry Dyson.
Oh, right.
Johnny Wheeler, actually. Mm. Mm-hmm. Johnny Wheeler and Johnny King.
Did you remember a guy that came to Tranmere and he was a winger, a black man called Oniali?
No, I do remember him, but I think he was before me as well, you know.
Yeah.
But I went in, I think, around about 1964, 65, because I went across to Ireland from Tranmere, you know, I was playing manager of Ballymena.
Right, I'd forgotten that.
I remember him, yeah, he played before me, I think.
It was just that I do remember it. Of course, I think he was probably I might have even been the first black player in the league. I don't think many people picked up on this because, you know, must have been quite difficult for a guy to...
In that league, yeah, but I think Liverpool had one of the first, didn't they? I think one of the first
coloured
players, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Newmays, was it?
No, I don't remember, I have to be honest.
No, it's going back a little bit, Vince, you know, but... I think Liverpool has one, you know. Yeah.
Hi, Dave. Just another quick question before you go.
Right.
How do you feel nowadays about the way the football is going, i.e. the money, the wages the players are getting, and also the way the fans are being pushed out? I mean, no disrespect, but people like yourself were the fans' heroes, as we just spoke to our friend here, who's Evertonian. And how do you feel about it now? I mean, I really get annoyed because nowadays he's driving about in cars which are blacked out, so you don't even see him driving away. And it's really stepping away from the supporters. How do you feel about that?
A little bit of that. I think, you know, that's just my opinion. I think he should be a little bit more open, you know. I think he should show themselves a little bit more, which I think a lot of players do, don't get me wrong, you know. But I think they should do that a little bit more because... They're the bread and butter, really. Let's be honest, the fans are fantastic, you know. I mean, I've got on all right. I mean, you know, you can't sort of... everybody can't like it, you know. But at the same time, I mean, Everton, the fans have been great. Liverpool were great, even when they were there, and Tranmere Rovers. I mean, I can't grumble at all myself, you know. Yeah.
It's just
fantastic.
It's just that the players are distancing themselves away from the supporters. I mean, I can remember getting your autograph, believe it or not, when you played for Huddersfield Town.
That's right.
And things like that to actually
Dennis
go up to...
Dennis was there, and he's great, Dennis, you know.
Just to go up to a football and to shake his hand on, just to get his autograph. I know it might seem not a lot to them, and sometimes they don't have the time for it, but nowadays you don't get near enough to do anything like that. I was on the bus with Bert Troutman once going to Main Road. Would you believe that?
Fantastic,
Dave, what age did you actually still play football? Because a lot of people give me different figures.
I played in Ireland, I think it was. I played a player manager when I was about 42, 43, I think.
Yeah.
I was 42, 43 when I was playing in the Irish League, you know.
And then
I came back to Elsmere Port Town then,
right,
as player manager.
Yeah.
And finished off there at and I'm working at Ellesmere Council,
yeah,
actually, until I retired. And then the club, the board, as Everton, asked me how would I like to come back to Goodison Park.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait, you know, I went back. Yeah. And I've been there for over 13 years now.
But, you know, when you were playing in the showbiz team with us, what age did you finish playing the showbiz type games?
Last year.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. So how old were you when you...
77, yeah.
77?
Yeah, I was playing. I got injured, actually, in Wales, you know.
Dave.
I played a game in Wales, and I came down. I got a trapped nerve, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I better leave it alone for a bit. And then, as I say, I was working at Everton and that, and I sort of just had this attack, you know.
This
heart attack, but
wow! But
I say I'm getting back. You know,
well, I didn't. You're not going to play again, are you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I will now. No, not after that. You know, yes. What I mean, you know, you can't really.
Well, I mean, that is fantastic. I did hear tell that you were still playing, but I just didn't know whether to believe it. Quite honestly,
it was quite true. Yeah, it was about well over 12 months ago. You know,
fantastic.
And, as I say, I think I got the warning, I think I'll sort of just have to quiet down a bit.
Well, Dave...
You do normally rehab, you know.
Yeah. Dave, as we finish, let me just tell you one thing, because sometimes things aren't always said, and, I'd like to leave you with this thought, that I'd travelled all the way from, I think it was Benidorm, we travelled all the way up to...
Sorry about that knocking, by the way.
Okay. But we'd travelled by car, we'd gone from Benidorm all the way through back to Cornwall, then we'd gone up to Liverpool, and as you know, I was doing my show in the British Legion in High Bebbington.
That's right.
And the knock on the door after it finished my show, and John Kearney and yourself came in.
That's right.
Dave, I just wanted to let you know that was a fantastic moment for me. I was really, really moved by the fact.
It was a lovely evening. That was a lovely evening.
Since,
you know, and it's lovely to talk to you, mate.
Dave, I can only say we all wish you so well, and you've had a fantastic career. And believe me, just around, I know there'll be people around the world will be absolutely chuffed to hear that you're better. And I just can't believe you're still playing football at 77. Fantastic.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Dave, it's lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye, Dave.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye,
everybody.
Bye-bye. Well, there we are, gents. What do you think of that?
Yeah, fantastic.
I can't believe it's 77.
Incredible.
He he'd come into the changing room, and you'd have all the usual banter in the locker room, and you'd have the likes of Alan Bleasdale bringing his Yozza bit in, the boys from the Black Stuff, and we'd all be sort of listening to the scripts and each person mucking in, and then when we played, he used to always.